Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions in on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. It's Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. They're open year-round, and you can visit them at storiesnursery.com. Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington, and boy, they're getting ready for spring, and this is the unknown time for all of us who just like plow into the garden centers and buy it all up as soon as the weather gets good. But this is the big, like, you guys have been planning, Sam, for a really long time. Stuff is coming in. It's all happening. So it takes a lot to get ready, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Sally. Definitely takes a lot of effort to get everything up and running. I think when customers are starting to inquire when things are going to get here, when the yard's going to fill out, it's the appropriate answer is usually by mid-April-ish. But some years have been different, especially in the last handful of years. There's been some times where it's mid-late March and our yard is 60, 70% full and it's a beautiful day and everybody's ready. And you can't stop everybody when they're ready, so... I think it's been an interesting weather winter. It's been more normal, which is nice. I was reading today that this February was the first time in, it's the first time in the last two seasons in February, there were 0 days that hit 0 degrees. And this winter, this February, we had a couple of them, a couple times where it hit zero as at least the low of the day, which is good and normal. And it's winter. And it's the most snow we received in the month of February in 4 years, which is also good. And it wasn't just like the snow we got earlier in the season in December, January was like, it was like as light as air, at least some of this. I mean, I know we had some ice to deal with, which is not on the day to day, but there's some water in there and that's good. I mean, I know last fall it was so dry.
Yeah, going into last fall was just staggering.
Yeah. In Great Barrington, we had a forest fire right across the street up in the hills. And so me seeing water is nothing but a good sign for the area. Yeah. But so we had precipitation this winter, which is good. We had cold. The plants got to stay dormant outside, which is great. And so moving into spring... looks like there's some rain ahead, which is also good. And then one of these weeks, all of a sudden, it's going to be beautiful and we'll be ready.
And, you know, I have snowdrops already, you know, on my south side. You know, they're out there. I'm just like, I'm blown away. You know, I go out there and as soon as the ice melted, there they were.
And I guess what else has been going on? I think we're looking forward to our first order of the year that we have ready in the yard is a majority of our fruit trees, which is good. So that was one thing I thought we could talk about a little bit today. So we just got them in. We're going to be keeping them dormant in our warehouse a little bit longer because the yard is kind of a little bit mucky at this point. It's not really workable, but in the near future, they're going to be available. And so I got to see some of them, which is really nice. We have a lot of the usuals. So we got apples, cherry, plum, peach, pear. We got some mulberries this year, which has been one that we haven't been able to get every single year the last few years, or at least not enough to kind of go around sort of thing. Apricot, pawpaws, which are always a really, really popular fruit tree for the area here, a native one. And then I hope I'm not saying this wrong, but we did get a fun a fun one this year that we haven't had before. It's kind of on the zone 5-6 line, so you'd want to put it in a hardier spot. But pluot, is that how you say it? Mixed between a plum and an apricot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's the name of it is Flavor Supreme. I have never tasted the fruit, but it's supposed to be really rich and sweet and juicy. And then one of the things I saw about it is that it's ripe by early summer, which is nice. A lot of the fruit trees in this area aren't ready by early summer.
So how do you decide on what varieties to get? I know you pick them for our zone.
That's a good question. I mean, I think there's a lot of factors involved. I mean, we want to go for the perennial favorites every year. So like in the apple world, it's the Honeycrisp, the Macallan, Cortland. Those are probably the three most popular every single year. But then, I mean, you want to try for some different things. Like we have two varieties of peaches that are going to come in this year that are, they're, I mean, a lot of the fruit trees we get, I guess I'll say, are considered semi-dwarf. So it's like a medium size, but we have two dwarf peach varieties coming in this year. So they're great for like being a patio fruit tree, something you can keep in a container, which is fun.
Ooh.
And they don't get as large. So,
so you could actually have a tree in a container. If you pick the right container that's not going to burst
right.
in winter, you just leave it out there all winter, water it every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I will say you have to accept the slight risk that when you have something in a container that the temperatures change more quickly, they go up and down and can freeze faster. And so it may not be a tree you have for 30 years in a container, but it's a tree that you can keep if you keep in a protected area for years. Yeah.
And because they're dormant, I mean, they're peaches, they're dormant.
Right.
You could just wheel them into the garage.
Yeah, they could go right next to your buddleia.
Yeah, my buddleia are there. They are.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the other option is bring it in a cool garage or shed or something for the winter. Make sure that, you know, rodents and things like that aren't able to get to the wood and chew away at them throughout the winter. But yeah, that's probably actually a better option than leaving them outside.
Wow.
They don't have to go in a container either.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just as fun. It could be on your patio or your porch or what have you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God.
Yes, I mean, think going back to the question is we got to have the fan favorites for every year. We have to have the things that are mostly hardy all the time. But you want to have some fun mixed in, too. Maybe try something that you haven't tried before. That's how we keep learning around here.
So when people buy a fruit tree, are most of them self-pollinating or are most or
it's a pretty big mix. So like the apples, you're not going to find a self-pollinating apple tree. The easy way to think about fruit trees that need pollinators is you basically want to be pairing them with another one that is blooming at around the same time. In the industry, it's often referred to as early bloomers, middle bloomers, and late bloomers as a, you know, a less scientific way of looking at it and grouping them into things that, you know, less choices. So, I mean, with apples, I mean, and I guess one thing further is like, if you're picking out apple trees and you need to find two that pollinate each other and what have you, I like to suggest the trees that bloom somewhere in that middle range, because if there's a frost early in the season, you're not going to have all those flowers ruined by the weather. And if it gets really cold early in the fall, yeah, I mean, it's a timing thing for the fruit. So I suggest ones that are more often than not blooming somewhere in the middle. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward. There is like a couple apples that are sterile and they can't pollinate another apple. I think this is where you insert your pitch to go to your local garden center so that somebody can help you.
I was just going to say, you know, It's a really good time to say, ask.
Yeah.
Ask, you know, that's why we have local independent garden centers and nurseries, is because there are people to ask who can tell you. And there's a selection that allows you to make more than one kind of choice. You know, you can learn your options and then you can act on them, which, hey, that's my favorite thing. Wait, Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop. And we're talking about Spring Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. And Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. We're going to take our break and we will be right back.